If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
Time for True Confessions with the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Oh, my God. No. So awkward.
Anonymous joins us today. Hello, Anonymous. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Thanks so much for calling. What's your true confession today, Anonymous?
I got a real good confession. I broke up with this girl, and I really liked her, and we got along really great and everything, but I broke up with her, and it was because my friends told me she was not pretty, you know, like that she was, that I could do much better, you know, like that I was more good, I was better looking than her and stuff, and that she wasn't that, well, you know what I mean, like,
yeah,
and it's just, I mean, the biggest thing is that, like, there's two things, right, like, that I wasn't, like, the love was so easy and so great, and I miss her so much now. Like, I thought, like, the potential of love there was so good. Like, love was easy, you know what I mean? She didn't care when I went or came back. And
yeah.
And then the other thing is that, like, so what I did, there was no judgment, you know? And,
yeah, except on your part.
Well, why did you listen to your friend then if you liked her so much?
That's exactly my biggest confession, is that I wasn't man enough to just stick to my own will, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
God.
How long did you date this perfect woman that you dumped?
It was like maybe 3 months.
3 months, and okay. you felt this real connection with her, and she let you come and go as you please, and everything was great, and then your friends came along and said, dude, she's ugly, and you dumped her.
Yeah.
Can you?
That is so weird.
Can you get
also
her back?
Really rude.
Yeah, well, you know.
Can I get her back?
Yeah. Have you like called her up and said, "Hey, I made a mistake"?
Yeah.
No, I mean, at this point right now, maybe with time, but at this point right now, it's like she doesn't like me very much. Cause, I mean, I didn't cut it off. I didn't break it off like very, very easy. Like.
You didn't tell her I'm breaking up with you because my friends think that I'm better looking than you are, did you?
No.
So you were, well, that's a bummer, man. I'm sorry that,
yeah.
I'm sorry that, you know, you let your friends influence. Are your friends like really good look? I mean, why would you base it? Do you agree with your friends or do you think that she was actually, you know, attractive?
You know what it is? Is it like, I mean, looks never last, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, we all get old, but like,
yeah.
Ease of the love of it doesn't,
yeah.
That doesn't die, you know?
No, I know. I actually get better looking the older I get. So that's, yeah. Well, listen, Anonymous, we're sorry to hear that, man. What a bummer. And, you know, hopefully either you can get this girl back and realize that you shouldn't listen to your friends, or, you know, if that's not the case, maybe your friends are right and you will find somebody even better.
Yeah, it just sucks.
No, it sure does.
Yeah,
it
stop sure listening does. To your friends.
Yeah, really. Maybe dump your friends
yeah,
and not your
right.
girlfriend.
You know what? You're right. They're not that good looking.
No, yeah, they're probably horrible, awful people.
Yeah, they probably are.
Hang on 1 second, Anonymous. 340-9595. Anyone else ever done that? Can you give this brother some advice? It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. We'll be right back. Anonymous. Are you another Anonymous?
Yes.
Oh, what'd you want to say, Anonymous?
So that you should break up with your girlfriend. As long as you see the beauty in her, then that's okay, because you're in a relationship with her, not everybody else, and not your friends. And my friends call my boyfriend ugly all the time.
Oh.
And we've been together for the longest.
What? That's
your
so
friend,
mean.
They call your boyfriend ugly all the time?
Yeah, they meet him. They be, and like, when we leave, they be like, Rochelle, he's ugly.
You mean Anonymous?
Oh, yeah, they be like, Anonymous.
Right.
I'd be like, that's okay, because that's my boyfriend.
Oh, see, that's sweet.
See, that's the way it should be.
Right. But do you agree with them? Do you think he's ugly? Or you think, because you're like, you don't go, he's not ugly, you go, that's okay?
Yeah, sometimes I go, he's not ugly, but if I'm mad at him, I'll be like, okay, he's kind of ugly, but that's my boyfriend.
Yeah, hey,
he's
Rochelle.
And I love him.
No, you do. You love his ugly ass. I get it. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Anonymous.
You're welcome.
All right, you're welcome. Nicole, good morning. What's your advice for Anonymous?
Oh, my God. I do that all the time. I go to the bar, and I get so drunk. I end up hooking up with, like, random guys. And the next day, my friends are like, dude, that guy was so ugly. What were you thinking?
Right.
So you listen to your friends, and you don't talk to him again?
Right. I mean, my advice to him is just don't worry about it. Like, it happens to me a lot. You're going to meet a lot of people. I meet dudes all the time. But ultimately, your friends are there to look out for you and protect you. And, you know.
Yeah. Nicole, has anyone ever suggested maybe you have a drinking problem if this happens a lot? Like, you know.
I feel like it's different when you go out and you hook up with somebody. Like, this guy, like, legitimately was dating her for 3 months and he liked her. Like, you just are like, it's just another dude at the club, you know?
Yeah, but the same could be applied. I mean, there's a lot of fish in the sea, man, so.
All right, so just avoid the ugly fish. And listen to your friends because they're there
to
help you.
Listen to your friends. They know you.
Okay, all right. Hey, thanks. That's great advice. Thanks so much for the call.
You're welcome.
Oh, man, it makes me wish I had some friends. 340-9595. What happened? What's your advice to this dude who dropped his girlfriend because his friend said she was ugly and now he misses her? Ashley from the North Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Great, Ashley. What did you want to say?
Basically, if you like someone, no one else's opinion should matter. You should just go for it. And maybe the friend is ugly and his opinion is irrelevant, you know?
Yeah, that sounds. I always feel like my friends' opinions are irrelevant.
I thought you were gonna say I always feel like my friends are ugly.
But if you like someone, you should definitely just go for it, regardless of whether someone else finds them attractive, because they're not the one in the relationship. You are, so you know.
Right. Yeah. Totally agree.
No, that's 100% true. Hey, thanks so much for the call. We really appreciate it. Hey, Barbara from Orange Park. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Great, Barbara. What'd you want to say?
Well, I understand his feelings and stuff, but you have to understand, people have to go for what they feel in their heart and not listen to everybody. They got to listen to an extent because they respect their friends, but they got to also follow their own dreams and their own heart. And this guy, now he's off somebody they obviously like, and the other girl that just talked to you a minute ago, here she was saying she goes to a bar, goes home with random guys all the time, and then her friends tell her the next day that he was gross. Well, if they were her real friends, why don't they tell her before she goes home? They can, you know, pull her aside, do something.
Yeah.
If you're a girlfriend, you're going to be there for your friends. You're not going to let them totally screw up their life. But I don't know. People do that all the time. And I understand and I respect the fact that you want to listen to what someone says. But you have to have your own mind and your own thoughts and keep it together.
Because now he's regretting his decision.
Yeah, no, that's great. Yeah. That's great advice, Barbara. That's great advice. I mean, hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. That is true. If you were really friends, why did you let her go home? You know that they do that. They're like, oh my gosh, she's going to hook up with this ugly guy. And they let her do it so they can make fun of her later.
Well, they're probably just not even paying attention. They're like
they're probably hooking up with their own dudes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.